Thank you, Madam President. I have the honor to present the report of the Credentials Committee to the conference. The report is submitted as document ccw/conf.v/cc/1 and has been sent to all delegations by email by the Secretariat. An advanced version of the report has been uploaded on the website. The Credentials Committee was established by the conference at its first plenary meeting on 12 December 2016 in accordance with Rule 4 of the Rules of Procedure. The conference decided to appoint me on behalf of Israel as chairperson of the committee and Ms. Grisel Rodriguez of Panama as vice chairperson. Furthermore, Mr. Ioannis of Greece, Ms. Jurne of Lithuania, and Mr. Rafael Hermoso of the Philippines were all appointed by the conference as members of the Credentials Committee. The Credentials Committee met to review the credentials of representatives participating in the conference. It held meetings on the 12th, 13th, and 14th December 2016 to examine the credentials received as all of those dates. Mr. Banta Nagoro, head of the CCW-ISU, served as Secretary of the Credentials Committee, who was assisted by Ms. Natalia Yermillo, an intern of UNODA. At each of its meetings, the committee had before it a table from the CCW-ISU containing information on the status of the credentials of representative of the high contracting parties attending the conference. At the committee's third meeting on 14 December, the committee was furnished with a memorandum from the Secretary General of the conference, Ms. Marie Soleiman, containing the updated information on the status of the credentials. The committee took note of the information contained in the tables, as well as in the memorandum by the Secretary General, and decided to accept the credentials of those high contracting parties that had submitted formal credentials in due form, and the provincial credentials presented by some other high contracting parties on the understanding that the originals of the credentials would be submitted as soon as possible in accordance with Rule 3 of the Rules of Procedure. The committee also divided up its work among its members to invite those high contracting parties that have not yet done so to submit the Secretary General of the conference the credentials of their representatives. The committee examined not only the credentials and copies of credentials, but also the note verbals of the high contracting parties, signatory states and non-signatories, or states not yet party to the convention. As shown on the screen, as of today, 61 high contracting parties have submitted formal credentials. 20 high contracting parties have submitted copies of their credentials, and 5 high contracting parties have communicated the designation of the representative by note verbals or letters from permanent missions in Geneva. That having been said, the Credentials Committee have decided to recommend for adoption by the conference a draft resolution of the Credentials Committee as contained in the annex to the report of the Credentials Committee. Finally, I would like to express my gratitude to the Vice Chairperson and to all the members of the committee for their cooperation and efficiency in carrying out with task in accordance with the rules of procedures of the conference. I also wish to thank the Implementation Support Unit for its role in assisting the work of the committee. That concludes my presentation of the report of the Credentials Committee. I thank you, Madam President.